verse T, Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with eloque, eloquence of speech, or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, because I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of me, but in the power of God. However we speak, wisdom among those who are perfect, mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world to our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, because had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, because the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Because what man knows the things of a man, except the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God no man knows, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Which thing we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. Because who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have he men of Christ.